Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Don't worry, guys. I got you covered. I got you covered. No need to panic. You guys got this. You got this. All right. So some of you are just absolutely ecstatic that it's Thanksgiving and you're going to get to see all the family and it's going to be a big party. But a lot of you are anxious. And I know this because one of the number one drugs being asked for this week is Xanax. The second most common drug is Valium. The third is clonazepam or clonopin. And the list goes on. Now, you would think with the flu and RSV and everything else going on, it would be more about the cause of colds, but people are anxious. And it's something that I don't really mean to make light of, because a lot of comedians out there will make jokes about the in-laws and all that. But it is something that causes perpetual stress in a lot of people. And it could go a lot easier than it has to. You know, and so if you have in-laws, and they could be the most wonderful people, if you feel stressed because you can't get a hotel and you have to stay at the house and you have to spend all the time with them, and it can be, you know, you Thanksgiving weekend, if you are a workaholic, like a lot of people are, and you actually get that Thursday and Friday off, it's valuable time off. And when you go and travel and be with family, even if it's your family or in-laws or whatever, and then you come back Monday and everybody's like, all right, well, now we got to hit it hard because you all had a vacation. You're like, I didn't have a vacation. It wasn't fun. It wasn't a vacation. So I want you to enjoy the holidays and I want you to enjoy being with family. So here's your step-to-step guide, okay? So first and foremost, what you need to do is you need to be on the same page with your partner. You have to. If your partner is like, I don't want to hear anything of it, just do it, I do this for you, okay, that's not going to work. You need to be on the same page. Because if you are on the same page, then, so have a huddle. Huddle up, all right? Figure out where you're going to sit. If there's a family member that always grabs your butt or flirts with you or touches your boobs or whatever, and that happens, you know, tell the partner, look, I'd like to maybe not sit next to that person. If there's somebody that annoys you or will nitpick at you, again, go, you know what, I'll sit with the nephews or I'll sit with the nieces or I'll sit with that, but huddle up and have a plan. Also have a strategy for if somebody does bring up something that you don't want to talk about. Every now and then there's a family member that'll just bring up something in the past or try to do a guilt trip or, well, you didn't do this, or I'm glad you're here because you skipped out last time. Have a plan on what to do. And usually the family member, not the in-law, but the family member should jump in, the partner, like if it's your wife's parents or your husband's parents, that person should be the one to say, let's change the subject, but have a plan. You can also have fun with it. What I recommend you do is have a little contest where every time a family member brings up a subject or says like a particular word, that's a dollar in the jar. You might actually make a buttload of money this week. Try to get a hotel room. You know, oftentimes what causes the extra stress is you don't have that escape where you could just go back to your hotel room. And so the family's like, no, you have to stay at the house. You're staying with us. It's an insult if you don't. Well, then you don't have an escape. You can't, I mean, if you can't spend, I mean, you know, how much do our kids get on our nerves after 2 hours? But if you have to spend 36, 72 hours, 105 hours with the same people, it will be stressful. So maybe say, look, you know, wife and I need a break. We haven't had some alone time. Do you guys mind if we let the kids stay with you? Kids stay with grandma and grandpa and we get a little bit of alone time. It doesn't have to look like you're trying not to stay with them, but it allows you, one, to have some alone time with your spouse, but not be stuck at a house where you can't, you know. Keep in mind, guys, others, we got the Bills game and we have Cowboys playing. So football is a great escape. And usually there is somebody there that is like-minded that doesn't want to miss the game either. So if everybody's like, well, now that we ate, let's all sit and talk and make stories, you could be like, but there's football. And usually there's somebody else that's going to be going to have your back. You need to do that. As soon as you get to that house, you need to find people that you could team up with. If you're the only one who wants to play football, then that's when you get some diarrhea. If you have diarrhea, nobody wants to be around you. If you are sick, right, you have to be in a toilet. When you're in the toilet, that's when you can watch your game. Make sure you download your apps ahead of time because 9 times out of 10, the internet at the in-laws or your family's house is nowhere near as good as it is yours. Sciatica is a great excuse, too. I don't wish sciatic for everybody, but if you have sciatica and you need to go lie down, I got it. Getting called to work. Get your colleagues involved. If all of you have to be somewhere where you don't want to be Thanksgiving weekend, then have a Zoom meeting. You know, and you know, the wife might come in, or the husband might come in and go, what's going on? Work, honey. Got a Zoom meeting. You're working? Yeah, it's a Friday. Have to work. Now, the Zoom meeting, hard to make a Zoom meeting go, you know, 8-9 hours. But sometimes that can give you a break. Then you get off the meeting going, okay, I need to run to the store. I need to do some things. I'll be back. I'll be back for dinner. Love you guys. See ya. So that's something you can do. Here's the thing, though. You need to not take things personally. All right? If there is an older individual that is saying stuff to you, just don't take it personally. You know, I've told you guys about how the whole in-law relationship is. You know, you married their baby. You married their loved one. And so, you know, if they annoy their own kids, of course they're going to annoy you. Everybody gets annoyed. That's just how it is. So just don't take it personally. Pets, hang out with the pets. Bring the pets. Because then you can walk the dog. Say, oh, I got to walk the dog again. Gets you out of the house. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. all goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of us woke up today hearing of the horrific massacre that happened in a, I believe it was a Virginia Walmart in Sam Circuit, Chesapeake. And at 10:10 last night, I believe he was a manager. We do not have his name and we do not have his identity. But apparently, he opened fire in the break room. We aren't sure if he ventured into the store. There was a victim outside. We believe all six victims were employees, but we aren't sure if one of the victims outside was a customer. And we are slowly starting to hear of some of the victims. Six people killed. Gunman pointed the, I believe it was a pistol, and shot himself after the shooting. But when they interviewed staff, and again, this is Walmart. I mean, we are coming up on Black Friday. We are coming up on a big shopping weekend. It's all hands on deck. These, especially these big box stores and retail stores are asking for staff to come in. Something like this is horrifying, to think that you would be shot by your coworker or your manager. And I don't know what the details are, but imagine, I mean, if you have a manager, if you have a superior that says, all right, I want to see you or I want to talk to you, you're a captive audience. You're stuck. And apparently this guy gave the other ones heebie-jeebies. There, as we're starting to hear from witnesses and we're starting to hear from employees, they say he was always, quote, a problem, always having issues. And many of us know of, you know, times when we worked with somebody who really should have been flipping fired, gave us the heebie-jeebies, made us think, okay, this person could go, I hate the term, but back then people would use the term postal because there had been some shootings where it would involve a postal worker, and I don't like using that term. We respect our postal service, but it was that sort of, you know, where people would talk, and I think this person's going to go, you know, let's find another word for postal, go on a rampage, on a massacre, all right? And they would use that term. And I'm like, well, what's he doing here? Or what's she doing here? Why are they working here still? And we are caught between a rock and a hard place. On one end, you are having employees that want, you know, those who look like that could, you know, affect their safety to get out. On the other end, you have employers that don't want to be accused of what's the word for it? An improper termination. Some states have at will where you could fire no matter what, but there's others. I forget the term for where you terminate, and I apologize that it's escaping me right now, but where it's wrongful termination or discriminatory, and so you have employees that may, you know, have threatened, look, if you try to get rid of me, you know, I'm going to get a lawyer because, look, I'm doing my job. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. If you're firing me, you're firing me because I'm a woman. You're firing me because you don't like my religion. You're firing me because you don't like my race. Like, we don't even know what your religion is. We don't even know. What are you talking about? And so we are in a position now where employers have we need to really cross our, you know, T's and dot our I's before we fire somebody. But you have employees going, I think this person is going to go, you know, ape poop on all of us and start shooting people. So what do you do? And I see this all the time. You know, you'll see a shooter, you'll see a school shooting, you'll see a work shooting. They'll be like, yeah, that person was odd. The Roanoke shooting that happened, it was a TV station that fired somebody. And that person, a few weeks later, I guess knew that there was going to be a live interview, went to that live interview and gunned down the reporter, gunned down the photographer, the cameraman, and then started shooting at the person being interviewed as a revenge killing. Now, the TV station fired this person because this person, again, was having issues, but he decided to kill those who we thought were involved in his firing. We are among people who could go crazy at any moment. And we keep saying, well, we need to identify those with mental illness. All right, well, okay, you could do that sometimes within a second. Well, now what? And what is an employer supposed to do? What, we don't have guidelines for this. Is an employer supposed to say, hello, your coworkers think you're going to shoot them one day, so we're going to have to let you go? And that worker's like, what are you talking about? I got mad because they dumped their work onto my workload. What are you talking about? I'm not going to shoot anybody. I mean, what are the red flags? Now, somebody threatens, boo. Okay, that should be a slam dunk for any employer. But what about giving, you know, being given the heebie-jeebies? You also have employees that have something on the employer. So these employees will threaten to take the whole place down. Will sue, will open up a whole closet of skeletons. So you have some employers being stuck, and they won't let the person go. And you as an employee, if you detect any of that, if I were you, I would just get the hell out of that job. If you think there's somebody that you, that, and again, all we have is our instinct. And our instinct's pretty damn good. Maybe some of us could be a little paranoid, but for the most part, we humans have fantastic instinct, fantastic sixth sense. And if you're like, this person just rubs me wrong, there's something not right, if you don't feel safe, don't wait for your employer to do something about it. And I'm not saying this is, you know, Walmart's fault. I have no idea what the situation is. But time and time again, I hear that there's people working in places, and they're like, why the hell isn't she fired yet? Why did they fire that person? Well, it's because there's so much backstory that it's easier sometimes for the employer to just let the employee still have a job because they don't know how to fire that person. Okay, well then, you can't be at risk. You know, when they were talking about the labor shortage, I understand the criticism of people collecting the high checks of unemployment. Why go back to work? You know, you get to work from home, you get to be with the kids. I understand why people were critical of them. But one issue I kept bringing up is some people don't want to be assaulted. Some people don't want to be shot. Look at what happened with the stupid mask mandates, where security guards were stabbed. People were shot over, you know, they were working, they had to, their boss told them, look, you need to wear a mask. And then there was that person at that gas station last year where he's in a state that has strict mandates. Somebody walks into the gas station, he says, sorry, man, you have to wear a mask. The guy walks out, grabs the gun, comes back and shoots the person behind the counter, kills him. Screw the masks. If you work for a company and you think your life is at risk, you got to get the hell away from that company. And we need to come up with guidelines. I don't know if we need to speak to the lawyers. I don't know who you need to speak with. But because of all the wrongful termination suits and all the other accusations that happen, employers need some guidance on how to fire somebody that gives people the heebie-jeebies without consequences. But if they feel there's consequences and that person can sue, they're going to be like, I'm just going to keep them. There should be no workplace shootings. There should be no school shootings. It should be simpler than it is where that student is having issues. Let's get that student help. Find out if that student has any homicidal or suicidal ideation. Get that student help, whether it's therapy, whether it's medications, and let's separate them from the other kids until we know that that person is stable. But that doesn't happen. A shooting happens, and all of a sudden, like, yeah, you know, that kid was odd. Well, we have to have a better system, but this is so unfair. Nobody should have died last night. Nobody should ever be killed by a coworker. And all these people were doing was their job. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Stop stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are on their way home or visiting family for Thanksgiving, but millions are already there. The TSA says 4.5 million passengers went through security checkpoints at the nation's airports on Monday and Tuesday. Nearly 2.3 million did so on Tuesday. Both numbers topped the same days last year. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is calling on the DHS Secretary to resign. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer says that the Biden administration's border policies are destructive.
The Democrats on the Oversight Committee, they've had no interest in actually providing any type of oversight over the Biden administration. If you just listen to them, the Biden administration's perfect, and everything's going as well as it could possibly go.
President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. So remember I told you guys about a month ago, if you think you need any cough syrup or Tylenol or Motrin as we're coming into the flu cold season, you might want to pick some up because I'm anticipating shortages. That whether it's a supply chain issue, whether it's now possibly the railroad strike, or because of the twindemic, although I think it could be a quadrupledemic, between RSV, COVID, flu, and pneumonia, there's going to be shortages. Well, it's getting scarier. And I don't like sensationalized media. I don't like panic. But this does make me nervous. When I have an asthmatic child patient and they need to have an inhaler, and I'm hearing these inhalers now are hard to find, that those inhalers are life-saving. So we are being told that Tylenol is now starting to be in short supply. Albuterol, which we use to dilate the airways when somebody's having an asthmatic attack, an RSV attack, a COVID issue. Antibiotics such as amoxicillin and Augmentin. Augmentin is amoxicillin clavulanic acid. Those are on short supply or on a shortage. And then Tamiflu for flu. So what is going on, and then what that means for this season? We haven't even gotten to Thanksgiving. I mean, it's tomorrow, but this could be a very, very long, scary season. So first, they say America's running out of four key antibiotics and respiratory drugs. Add the fifth now if we add Tylenol to that. But amoxicillin, the Augmentin, Tamiflu, which we use for flu, inhaler for asthma, and amoxicillin and Augmentin we use for strep, ear infections, pneumonia. When my boy had pneumonia, we used Augmentin, the amoxicillin clavulanic acid. It is one of the most amazing drugs, as long as you're not allergic to penicillin, that we could use. We could use it for skin infections. We could use it for a whole variety of things. They say it's on short supply. They say the wave of lockdowns of 2020, mitigation measures like masking and isolation contributed to an unexpected drop in the rate of these viruses, but now they're coming back. And one theory is our immune systems weren't primed like they were. When you mask up, now we have to be very, very careful with that theory, okay? So when somebody says that the mask didn't really work that well at preventing COVID, because the COVID still came in and out, you have to be very, very careful then also saying, oh, but the masks kept out every other disease. So masks provided a barrier if they were brand spanking new, if they were dry, if they were fresh out of the box, and if they were thrown away within minutes of use. But if it was one of your reused masks you used all year long and it was stuck in your pocket, yeah, it probably didn't do much. But kids not being around other kids, sporting events, and the mask, yeah, that might have limited some of the exposure that these kids, especially, and grown-ups, were exposed to. The other thing that I think, another theory that happened with these viruses, such as RSV and flu coming back, is COVID got weaker. Now that COVID is a little weaker, these guys have a chance to get to you. COVID was very dominant. COVID was so dominant that it got into your cell. And once it's in your cell, nobody else can get in. Do you guys remember the Spaceball movie where they had to evacuate the ship and they had these pods and everybody sat in the pods and there were no more pods? Or like musical chairs? All right. The COVID got all the seats, and so RSV and flu had no chair. Well, if you have no chair, then you're out. You can't replicate. You can't find a host and replicate. Now, it didn't mean it was gone completely. It found a place to camp out. But now that COVID is a little weaker, flu can sneak in there. RSV can sneak in there. And so now, and they had a year or two to evolve. They had to do nothing but watch and wait and study and evolve. And so they did. So it's back again. You also have a very anti-vaccine sentiment these days because of all the BS with the mandates that you don't have a lot of people getting their flu shot. Half the country used to get their flu shot. Now it's like, oh God, please don't even bring up another vaccine to me. So many of us were vaccinated and now we're not. And so there's a lot going on. And so the other thing we're having, which is very controversial, is we have people calling up telemedicine companies for medicines with the wrong diagnosis. So I had a mom call in saying, we have the flu in our house. And I'm like, really? Everybody has the flu? Okay, who tested positive? Well, older brother called in about, we called same company about 10, 15 minutes ago, because he has a fever, and they said it was probably flu. So we all need the flu medication. I go, okay, whoa. He has a cough? Yeah. He has a fever? Okay. Could be COVID. Could be RSV. Could be pneumonia. Before the whole family sucks up a medication that's in short supply, can somebody get a swab and confirm it? And I know that wasn't very popular. I know the mom didn't like that because it was so easy for her to call and get a doctor to just give her the medication over the phone. But at least if the family doesn't have flu, now you're wasting 4 to 6 prescriptions that could go to people who need it. So, yeah, we have a Tamiflu shortage. The amoxicillin, parents are calling in, my child has strep throat. Yet the child has symptoms of COVID and RSV. And I'm like, well, what makes you think it's strep? It's because he has a sore throat. Give me the antibiotics. Some doctors are. They're giving the antibiotics, but there's guidelines. And the guidelines are like, I don't think this is strep. Once you follow the guidelines, when you see the picture of the throat, I don't think it's strep. So we have given out so many antibiotics over the phone through telemedicine that now we're short. So what does that mean? What happens? Well, peak flu season is December, January. Peak pneumonia season is the same. COVID wave. Now we have the XBB variant and the BQ.1, BQ1.1, Omicron subvariants. Okay. Although XBB is a recombinant one. The other one is, so anyway, they are related to Omicron. But that wave is coming, and that can extend all the way through January, February. If there's people in respiratory distress, they need the albuterol. If people have an infection, a bacterial infection, they're going to need the amoxicillin augmented. Now, somebody could say, Dahlia, there's other antibiotics. And that's what I'm telling parents. But at some point, those antibiotics are going to be short supply. We don't have a lot of detail why it's only the amoxicillin and only the augmented, because these are generic. So it's not that it's one brand name and the brand, that one company, just like the Abbott formula, it was that one plant in Michigan. These are generics and multiple companies are saying they have shortage. Now, it'll probably come to light why. Was there a supply chain issue? Was there a recall? Was there something that limited production? But I really think it's the demand. And our demand is outpacing supply, which is another reason. If we didn't have a lot of RSV and flu, but we had COVID, some of these other illnesses might, maybe some of these companies didn't produce as much because they're like, oh, we're not selling it as much. I don't know. But this could be very, very deadly if we don't have the medicines we need. And now Tylenol. Okay, Tylenol, I'm mixed. I think some people overuse it, but they say there's currently a Tylenol shortage in Canada that is now carried over to the United States. And we use Tylenol to suppress fevers, prevent febrile seizures for pain. That's a problem. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one of you had asked, is the House going to finally stop the time changes? now that Republicans are taking over the House, will be twice yearly time changes. I don't know why the House, the Democratic-controlled House, didn't do it either. It's a bipartisan popular thing. The Senate unanimously passed the Sunshine Protection Act for us to stop twice yearly time changes. And then when the House got it, they threw it on the desk within 2 minutes, and it even says, on the desk. And it has been sitting there since March. So maybe, I know McCarthy is representative who is now going to probably be the Republican House leader, House Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy. He is a little busy because he is dealing with the border, and that's fine. We do have to get the border figured out. He has been asking for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign over his handling of the migrant crisis or potentially face an impeachment inquiry. Now, the Republicans take control of the House in January, and McCarthy says that his actions have produced a great wave of illegal immigration in recorded history. This is why today I am calling on the secretary to resign. Now, McCarthy, I think, had insinuated that if they do have hearings, they're going to hold them on the border. So it forces the Democrats to come down to the border and see what's going on. And, you know, if I was a Democratic strategist, I would have handled this way differently. See, I don't know if it's really Mayorkas to blame or just whoever's running the Biden administration. Because the problem is everybody has to kind of fall in line with whoever's making the rules. And I really don't think it's Biden making the rules. I don't know who it is. But if Mayorkas said, guys, we need to, you know, do X, Y, and Z, he would sound Republican. And then he couldn't be in that position. And this is the problem many of us had with Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci had said that, who is retiring, Dr. Fauci had said that when he was a part of the Trump administration, he felt like he couldn't say what needed to be said, but it was kind of a breath of fresh air, him being a part of the Biden administration. Well, why are you a part of both administrations? If you didn't feel comfortable with what you were doing in one administration, you leave. You don't change your advice. You don't, and in fact, patients come first, the public comes first. If you really disagreed with your boss, then you leave. Why did you stay? So, you know, if Mayorkas, disagreed with what Biden should have done, he should have said, hey guys, look, okay, this is what needs to be done. And then if not, get fired. But no, the problem is people want to keep their paycheck. So they play the politics. Well, now he might be getting fired. So according to Kevin McCarthy, they said he cannot and must not remain in that position. If Secretary Mayorkas does not resign, House Republicans will investigate every order, every action, and every failure to determine whether we can begin an impeachment inquiry. McCarthy said he had spoken to Representatives Jim Jordan and James Comer, the ranking Republicans of the Judiciary and Oversight Committees, respectively, and they have his complete support to investigate the collapse of the border. The American public deserves more, deserves better, expects more with their government. Enough is enough. He says we will do what it takes. So McCarthy was leading a delegation to the southern border in El Paso, Texas. And he said that if he does become speaker, he's going to hold congressional border hearings physically at the border. This way Democrats come to see the ongoing border crisis firsthand. Yeah, so originally what happened is the Biden administration said, okay, we're going to put Kamala in charge. Now, I don't know if Kamala was like, say what? Why are you putting me in? What? But then she didn't go down there. And it took her forever. Now, playing devil's advocate, in Kamala Harris's defense, I have worked for companies where they want me to lead something, be in charge of something. And then when I say, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and they go, no, just lead it in name. We don't want you to. I was supposed to be in charge of a clinic, and the clinic was a complete mess. I go, you know what, we're going to shut this clinic down temporarily until we get everything in order. If I'm going to be in charge, it's not going to run like this. We're going to shut it down. We're going to fix. No. Well, then why do you have me directing it? Why do you have me over it? And so, I get, politics are just like corporations.
where somebody said, all right, Kamala, you're going to be, you know, the one that runs it, but no, don't go down there. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't close up the border. So I really do believe her hands were tied. But then, but like most vice presidents, they get silenced and they don't really get to say anything. And I'm not saying that you know, she would have had good ideas. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she's like, okay, what do I have to do? Do I have to do anything? No? Okay, good. Who knows? But I know if I was vice president, they said, Dahlia, you're going to be in charge of the border. I'd be like, all right, get me on a flight. I'm going to see every flippin' inch of that border. I'm going to meet with everybody and we're going to figure this out. But no, they were like, never mind, wrong person for the job. You guys are nodding. I know you're nodding. That's what happens. Now, Senator Mark Kelly admits that his party doesn't understand the border. Senator Mark Kelly expressed frustration with fellow Democrats. He won re-election. But one of the reasons why he won is Arizona. And Arizona has been pretty red for the longest time. Is he has been a vocalizing more for border. In fact, Catherine Cortez Masto won in Nevada, and she also was a critic of border policies. So, in an interview, the senator of Mark Kelly in Arizona was interviewed by the Washington Post, and when he was asked, if fellow Democrats had a handle on the border question, he said, absolutely not even close. He said, when I got to Washington, it didn't take me long to realize that there were a lot of Democrats who don't understand our southern border and a lot of Republicans who just want to talk about it, don't necessarily want to do anything about it, just want to use it politically. Now, I disagree with that because I think they do want to close up the border and I think they do want, I don't think it's that they just want to talk. Now, I don't know. We're seeing the photo ops. I mean, we're seeing them down there, but you know what can a representative do or a senator do if the executive branch won't allow them to stand with the border agents and protect the border themselves? I don't know, but all I know is we have rising crime, and we have a very tumultuous global landscape with Putin. And they say Putin has admitted that if he fails this war, he's done. I mean, they'll probably kill him. So he's going to go all out. He is not going to lose this war. Or if he does think like he's going to lose it, he is going to use everything in his arsenal. All right. We have terrorists out there. We have the Taliban that, took over Afghanistan and don't like Americans. Our border of all time should be tight. With the tens of thousands of people dying from heroin overdoses and illegal drugs coming across the border, it should be the tightest border, and we have, and you would think by the year 2022 we would have a smart immigration policy. But we're not. It's just let the, there's gotaways and let them come across and whatever, they'll vote in the next election. That's a problem. And people think because there wasn't a red wave, that's America's happy about the border issue. They're not. And much of what's going on with the border might not necessarily be hitting Minnesota or Michigan or New York. So, but when it does, it's our national security needs to be of utmost priority. And it's nice to hear bipartisanly people speaking out about it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. and as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.